Jesus Christ.
Do the children want to come up for a children's homily? So, I've got this vase here, but there seems to be something in it, and I want to see what this is. And I think I have a problem. My hand is stuck. I can't get it out. Anybody got a knife? Maybe I should cut off the arm? No, that's a bad idea. I could break the glass. So I just hit my head real hard and break the glass. Is that?
Don't do it on your head. Do it on the stairs.
On the floor, break the glass. Anybody else got another idea how I can get my hand out? What?
You could drop it and burn out the item.
Oh, I could let go of the penny. At work, they're smart. This kid is smart. You know, sometimes in life, we see things that we want so badly that we get ourselves stuck, don't we? That we work for something that when in the end it's really just a bright, shiny penny, and it really wasn't worth what we sacrificed and lost to get it. And that's what happens sometimes in life. And sometimes we have to let go of the bright, shiny stuff so we can have what's most important. Okay, that makes sense? No, but it will later. All right, go back to your parents. I'm going to talk to your parents just a little bit. I threw the tiger to you last week. We read this gospel story of Mary and Martha in our staff meeting earlier in the week, and it became quite evident that most people identified more with Martha than with Mary. Now, tell me if I'm wrong, but if I were to say, hey, we've got a widow in the church who needs some help. She needs some cabinets repaired. She needs some painting done. Her gutters are broken and need to be cleaned. And any of the men in the church willing to come help? I suspect I'd have a lot of men come help me with that, right? I think so. And, you know, if we had a funeral, and I said to the women of the church, we have a bereaved family here, we need to prepare a meal for them, with some women of the church come and fix a meal. I suspect we'd have lots of women come forward and say, yes, I'll help, I'll make a meal. But suppose I said, hey, we have Eucharistic adoration on Friday and we need people to come spend an hour in silence and prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. How many takers? Maybe not as many. Because we are by nature doers, aren't we? We are Americans and we get things done. We went to the moon. We took a car up there. We took a lunar rover up there and left the keys in it because we knew we were the only ones who were going back. We get things done. And so here in the gospel, we have Martha and Mary, and Martha is doing, 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 and Mary is just sitting at the feet of Jesus. You know, when I was at Oral Roberts University, one of the hardest jobs to get filled was the job of the prayer tower prayer team. And what that was, I don't know if they still do it, but back in the 1970s they did it. They had this thing, they called it a 20th century cross. It was like a tower. And they had people inside. You could call from anywhere in the country and there'd be somebody there who would pray with you over the phone. And that was the hardest job to get filled because we are not accustomed to spending 8 hours a day praying with people. It's not part of who we are. We are doers. We live in a Martha world. Now, in my own home, this spring, my basement started flooding. Now, it had flooded before a few years back, and we installed a French drain and we patched up cracks, and it had not flooded for a while. But then this spring, the water just started pouring in. And so we tried to repatch the cracks, and that wasn't working. That wasn't holding the water back. So I was going to put a sump pump in, but sump pumps were too expensive. That was beyond my reach. And so I decided to build a little catch basin to catch the water and put a little fountain pump in there that would pump the water out and over into the washing machine drain. But my problem was that it wouldn't stop raining. So I tried to glue in my little catch basin, and it started raining again, and the water just washed all the glue away. So I built a bigger one, and I caulked it all in, and I had it all nice and tight. But before it dried, it started raining again, the water washed all the caulking away. So then I took a plastic liner, and I created a plastic liner for it, glued that in and set it in place. I said, now it can't leak. This is going to stay still. And I put my little pump in there, and I ran the line over into the washing machine drain. And so, sure enough, the catch basin starts filling with water. But then the hose that was going into the washing machine drain kinked, back pressured onto the pump, boom, off came the hose, and now I've got a geyser in my basement. So then I went to our store and I bought some PVC, and I made this little U-joint so that it wouldn't kink when it went over the washing machine drain. And for the first time since I did that little project, it rained last night, and there's water all over the basement. I don't know why. I don't know. Either my catch basin is leaking, or the water's coming in someplace. I don't know where it's coming from, but I've got a basement full of water again, and I've got to get it fixed because that's where my home office is. That's where I sit and write these marvelous homilies that you guys get to hear. So we have tasks that need to be done. You go to work, you have to deal with the boss, you have to deal with your coworkers, you come home, you've got to fix dinner, you've got to help the kids with their homework. And if you live in a house like I do, something is always broken. So you've always got something that needs fixing. We live in a Martha world where there is so much stuff that needs to get done. And then on top of that, we start adding not just the things that have to get done, we start adding all the things we want. We want some new cabinets, we want a new car, we want this, we want that. Can we let go of the penny and focus on what is important? And then we say, okay, I can do that. So I'm going to have a daily devotion time, right? I've got my readings I need to get done. I've got a rosary I want to pray. Well, I've got to get my readings done. I've got a rosary I need to pray. Readings, rosary. And suddenly that becomes a burden, doesn't it? Because all we've done is taken this devotion and turned it into another task that we have to check off each day. And so often we come to church to meet an obligation and not to meet Jesus. Can we let go of this world that works so hard to consume us, to pay attention to what is really important? We live in a Martha world. We can't stop that. But we can endure it. We can be victorious in this Martha world if we take some time each day to live in Mary's world, to sit at the feet of Jesus. And notice what she does. She sits in quietness and stillness and listens to the voice of Jesus. See, so often when we even think of coming to a prayer time, to a devotion time, it's a task to us. We have things that we're trying to accomplish. But St. Evagrius used to teach his monks. He was a desert father. He used to teach his monks. It's much more important to connect with God than to finish your daily allocation of psalms. Can we connect with Jesus in our lives? Can we listen to his voice? How do we do that? We need to learn the fine skill, the prayer skill of stillness, to be still before the Lord and to hear him. Now, in my own life, I practice a prayer modality called hesychasm, which is just a Greek word, means stillness, being still before Jesus. And it's an ancient practice. The Desert Fathers did it, and actually it goes back into the Old Testament. But I just take a deep breath slowly, and I let that breath out. And as I breathe in, I recite a scripture. And as I breathe out, I recite the other half of that scripture. So I'll breathe in to like, oh God, come to my assistance. Oh Lord, make haste to help me. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And as I meditate upon these words that God has given us in the Psalter, I let the Holy Spirit start to work in my life. I read the Gospels, but I don't try to see how far I can get into the Gospels. I'll read a story and imagine that I'm in the story. I think, well, what would it be like if I were a leper, shunned by everyone, and there I am loved and healed by the incarnate God who stands before me. What does that feel like? And if you're like me, sometimes I do feel like a leper. I do feel like everybody has left me behind. And I can always come to Jesus and be loved and healed. We can devote ourselves to a listening prayer, where in quietness and stillness we learn to listen to the voice of Jesus. We can take a hymnal, and I've done this since I was a teenager, take a hymnal and open it up and begin to read the words of these hymns, these songs that we sing so well. We've got one of the finest choirs in Kansas City that is wonderful, but beyond the performance, there's a message in these hymns written by men and women of God who have sat at the feet of Jesus and who have learned and shared. And when we pick up our rosary, don't say the rosary, pray the rosary. And if all you get done is one decade of the rosary in prayer, that is so much more important than saying all 20 mysteries and getting it all done and checking it all our list. Connect with Jesus. Sit in stillness and listen to him. Because there's no getting out of this Martha world. As long as we are here, we're going to have appointments and we're going to have jobs and we're going to have kids who need help with their homework. We have houses that need to be fixed and meals that need to be prepared. Meals that need to be prepared, cars that need to be repaired. We're going to have all these things on us. But if we take some time every day to live in Mary's world, to sit at the feet of Jesus, to allow his grace to wash, to flood, and to fill our lives with himself, then we will know the beauty of those words of Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is my strength.